On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to the Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here. We also have a special guest, Steve Taylor from our very own News Radio 92.3 newsroom. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
And I'm doing great.
Steve is a certified botanist. At this point.
Certified. I don't know about certified, but yeah.
You know a lot. There's a lot stored in your brain. And so we're going to tap into that today. And if you would like to text in, you have a question, a comment, you want to send us your Christmas pictures, whether if it's of you and your family or your front door, whatever it is, or your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The tree, yes.
We would love to see that today, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get those texts in. We know everybody is probably about to hit the road in the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season with those last-minute gifts. If you do have any last-minute gifts, you might want to go rescue a couple of plants from some of our local nurseries so they don't have to sit outside
exactly
and endure
right.
the cold for Christmas. They can be inside all warm and cozy
exactly,
with you.
Exactly, because it's going to get cold. I looked at the current weather, and it looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be below freezing in the 20s, which is a little unusual for us.
Each night.
Now, okay, before we go, I just a little trivia here. This is a question for both of y'all, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Pensacola, the record, since they started taking these temperatures at Pensacola International Airport, what year and how cold did it get on the worst cold we've ever had? What's the year and what's the temperature?
I would say 5 degrees, probably quite a few years ago. That's about
okay.
as close as I can
five,
get.
5 degrees is right on.
What?
Yes.
I'll go with 1989. Where were we?
Y'all are both very close. Very close. 1985.
What?
Wow.
Right there.
January. Oh, what was the okay? What was the date? Y'all are so smart. Y'all
okay.
Are,
well, we had that big freeze in
what was the date?
January. So I'm going to go around, and the kids were back in school. It was like January 11th, 12th,
January 22nd, maybe.
Wait a minute, Steve. What? You've been reading my notes.
No,
what?
You
see, January 21st.
I have my notes here. And
January 21st.
January is very cold here.
Yeah,
exactly. I will say, but this cold, this upcoming weekend is definitely the hot topic. Irony. Everybody just wait a second and let it sink in. The cold is the hot topic. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
I'll be here all day.
Okay.
Literally, you can
please
find me here all day. But it is the hot topic this week. So I want to talk about kind of what the community is going to do as we prepare for it.
That's right. And I think what the people at home, our listeners, need to do, obviously, is just follow some of the rules that we've been talking about. Steve, chime
right.
in here if you
yeah.
would. Number one, between now and Friday, water.
Yes.
That's key.
Even though we're getting rain, water.
I totally agree, Steve. I'm not sure we're going to get enough rain to make any difference. But even if we do, water, and especially water those container plants. And then those plants that you really want to save, especially your tropicals, your hibiscus, your mandevilla, your crotons, and all that, cut one, take them inside if you can.
Yes.
If they're in containers and they're not too heavy. Now, I've got some grandchildren who are football players and lacrosse players and lift weights that could not move these pots. They can't be moved. So where I've got hibiscus and palms and that type of thing, I'm going to have to choose. I'm going to have to do a little triage here and figure out which plants to try to save.
Of course.
I can't do them all. I can't do them all.
The freezing temperature of the individual plant, though.
Right. That's right.
So, some are okay until 26 degrees. Some are okay until maybe 22.
Right.
It depends on the variety.
Exactly.
Well, the tropical ones, they don't like the cold.
Hibiscus and so forth. Yeah. You really got to take care of those.
Exactly. And my the history in my yard, I know which ones generally are gonna go. So let's just take a croton. So I'm gonna do cover the croton, and we need to talk about how we did it last week, Jenna, if you remember.
That really stuck in my brain though, as I was preparing this weekend.
Don't put a frost cloth or a blanket or whatever over the top of a plant. Don't lollipop it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Bring it all the way to the ground. Because the heat from the ground will get underneath the cover and help you out. So those are some things you've got to do. Of course, move things inside. Be careful where you move them. Put them in a garage, depending on where you are. You could freeze in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, kind of pick your plants that you want to save, and mainly keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it won't get quite as cold as they say.
One of the worst things about this cold wave, besides being three nights below freezing and down to like 22 degrees where I live, maybe upper teens inland, is going to be the wind. That's another factor in trying to keep your plants alive.
So true.
Yeah, and it's going to be a strong northwest wind for the first two nights. And that could be even, because what happens is the heat that the plant has will be sucked away by this wind. And I just calculated, the 20-mile-an-hour wind at 22 degrees, that's basically wind chill.
You're absolutely right. And, Steve, if you've got some container plants, let's say you don't have a garage to put them in, have room in the house, even if you move them to the south side of your house, to put them on the leeward side of the house versus the windward side of the house, could help you. Help save that plant. That's exactly right. That's a good point. There is a good thing here.
What's the silver lining?
Here's
in all
a
this?
Silver lining in 20 degree weather.
Yes.
Many of our weeds are annuals.
Right.
Dollar weed, Florida pusley. Just go down the line. And this may do some of those in. Now, we haven't had a lot of cold weather over the past years, and a lot of those annuals have kind of perennialized, if you will. They're strong.
Yeah.
But maybe this three nights in a row could help. What do you think, Steve?
I've been fighting dollar weed in my front yard forever, so I'm hoping that you're right about that. Because, you know, the thing about killing dollar weed is you don't want to kill your grass, you know, in the process. If you make a mistake while trying to put out something that's going to...
So true.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that that's the good silver lining in this. Like my house, and I've been doing this basically for decades. I lived in Fort Myers during big freezes back in those days. I lived in Orlando when Orlando used to get temperatures colder than what we get here now, back in the 70s and so forth. And then I have kept, I don't know if a lot of the gardeners do this, I have a journal. I have a book, basically a Florida garden guide I bought 50 years ago. And in it, I keep notes on everything that I notice. Say you have a certain tree, a queen palm. Yeah. And over the years, I've noticed what temperatures will damage it and what temperatures will kill it. And, of course, I keep track of that kind of thing. And when people buy a tree, especially if you go to like a big box store, they'll sell a lot of trees that really don't survive here through the winter. You kind of want to know what the freezing temperature of this particular tree is. Now, okay, here's something. I'm so weird about the trees. I went north for 25 years. And me leaving South Florida in 1993 and being a palm nut and a tropical plant nut, I dug up half my yard, potted it up, and took it with me. So there I was living in St. Louis and going through St. Louis winters where below zero is common and ice and snow and all of that. And I had one of the most hardy palms in my front yard. And the way I kept it alive, because it was okay until 5 degrees, and then you'd lose the foliage. Right. It was basically a Trachycarpus fortunii, which is the Chinese windmill palm.
Okay. So
So what I did there, and of course I put it into practice now everywhere I live, if there's a threat of a cold weather, Christmas lights. The incandescent variety put out a little bit of heat. You wrap the trunk in that. And then you wrap either landscape fabric or blanket around that, and you plug it in. The whole point is you want to keep the tree above the freezing temperature. You don't want to make it think it's 80 degrees. It just keep it above that freezing temperature to keep it alive. You might lose the branches, but the trunk, as long as it's alive, it'll grow new branches over the few months when it warms up in the spring.
That's a really good idea. Because you know what? Somebody just texted into our text line and said, put Christmas lights on outside plants, you cannot move and cover them.
Right.
They will make it. I use white lights on mine, and they can stay on plants all winter. It's a really good idea. Plus, We love Christmas lights.
Christmas, yes.
Yeah, all year round. Hey, on that note, let's take a quick break here. I will get to our text line here. I've got a couple of other suggestions from our listeners. If you would like to send in how to keep your outdoor plants cozy in the cold weather, we'll say cozy.
Cozy? Mm-hmm.
Cozy.
Cozy. That's a cozy. Horticultural term.
Right.
That is so horticultural.
One thing, don't forget the roots, because the ground could freeze around the roots. Maybe you kept the trunk happy, but then, of course, if the roots freeze, the tree will starve for moisture after the thaw. So you have to pile pine straw, whatever, build about, you know,
nice mound
around the root zone just to keep the roots alive, and then the tree will be happy.
And the tree will be happy.
Yes.
We want to make all the trees happy. It's 9:17 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We've got more coming up here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. 9:19. Welcome back. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Thank you for tuning in. We are just days away from Christmas. The countdown is on. It's officially 5 days till the big guy comes to town. So we're boogie-woogieing around the Christmas tree. And we're all in the festive spirit today. I have, of course, Mike Wiggins here for The Garden Line and a special guest sitting in with us this morning. We have Steve Taylor from our very own newsroom here at News Radio 92.3. Looks like we have a caller on the line with a question. Who am I speaking with this morning?
This is Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette, do you have a question for Mike?
Actually, I just have a suggestion.
Yes.
We have... Do you know what a crown of thorns is?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a cactus.
Yes.
Okay. I had two of them, and you know what? They freeze. One,
yes,
like, died.
Yes.
So in the wintertime when it gets cold, like now, I bring it in the house and put it out in the Florida room. The Florida room is cold, but it won't freeze because covering them up with plastic or a sheet, it doesn't work. All it does is kill it.
Right, and you're right on. The crown of thorns, and help me if I'm saying this correctly, I believe I am, other than cold weather, it's not bothered by much. I mean, it's kind of a bulletproof plant, and it's really a pretty plant, very interesting plant, but other than a freeze, it's probably going to thrive.
Well, that's it. And in the summertime, it's perfectly fine.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
But in the wintertime, when it's really cold,
it's kind of like me.
He comes inside. He lives out in the other room.
Kind of like me. I'll take that warm weather. I'm not going, I don't like that cold, but I'm kind of like the crown of thorns.
A lot of people don't know what a crown of thorns is.
Well, I mean, good. If you're at home and Google it, because it really is a cool little plant to put in a relatively small container and put it like on a table outside, and you know, or
it's a very attractive plant.
It is. Yeah. There's no question about it.
This dude we have here is a good 4 foot tall.
Wow, that's great. That's a big
He's
one.
In a great spot.
That's a big one.
But we keep him inside in the winter because it's too cold.
Absolutely, I understand that. Well, thank you. That's very interesting. That's a good observation. Thank you.
It's a really
cool plant.
Watch out. It's got a lot of thorns.
It does. Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for calling.
Jeanette.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And thank you for tuning in. 850-437-1620. Our friend Lisa, she said that she uses a hand dolly to move her big tropical plants. And her greenhouse is a 10 by 12. And she uses a greenhouse heater ordered on Amazon.
Yes.
I will tell you. Pay a little extra. I don't know if Prime is still doing 2-day delivery right now. We have 5 days or 4 days left for delivery time, right? So maybe for your greenhouse friends.
Yeah,
it's
a small greenhouse like that can really save a lot of your plants.
That's basically what I do.
So Lisa's absolutely right on target. You know, one thing, Steve, to kind of build on what you said a minute ago about the Christmas lights, that's a great idea, by the way. I'd never thought about that. There are people that will do the cover on the plant, take it all the way to the ground, but put an extension cord with just a light bulb at the bottom, put it on the ground.
Well, that's what I'm doing in my front yard.
And that's kind of the same principle as your Christmas lights, in as far as it creates that heat.
I have a bougainvillea up against the house in the front, and next to it is a traveler's tree. And what I do there is I have one of those shop lights, puts out a lot of heat.
Yes.
Put it there on the ground, and then kind of wrap blanket, keeping it up against the wall, and it's what? It's a protected wall, which will give me a few more degrees of warmth so they don't freeze. Might get a little damage, but bougainvillea is very tender. And it's not a happy plant when it gets cold.
Steve, I know you've got a lot of experience down in South Florida, Fort Myers, for example. But I want to call it climate change, and that's what it is. Things have changed. I know, remember, I guess back in the 70s or 80s, after that hard freeze they had down there when so many of the citrus trees just died.
Oh, the freeze of 77. I was in Orlando then, and we even had snow.
So that's
17 degrees. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I have my journal here as I'm flipping through, freezes in Orlando back in the 70s and into the early 80s, basically going down to 20, 25, 20, 24, 28. This is year after year, 2019. Orlando back in the 70s had the climate we have here now.
That's right.
Because our normal lows are in the winter about in the upper 20s.
That's exactly right. And of course, put this weekend aside, but the warm weather, of course, is moving
northward,
and so a lot of the citrus growers are planting where they never have before.
Well, I see beautiful citrus around town. A few more days anyway. If you have oranges on your trees, they're basically getting ripe. It's a good time to pick them off because they get damaged beginning about 26 degrees.
Oof,
and it's
going to
be
we don't
going
want
down.
That.
Yeah, so
we're
if you got to, citrus,
we're maybe going to 21.
So. Yeah, so pick it. Otherwise, you're going to have frozen orange juice.
Pick it. The oranges. Pick the oranges. Right. Hey, when we come back, got a quick question about rhubarb. Let's take a quick break here. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Okay, you can hit those low notes for me.
I can hit
I have a good range, but that's pretty, that's next level. Oh, my goodness. Michael Bublé and Steve Taylor bringing us back into the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey. What about rhubarb? Will it grow in this area?
I have never grown rhubarb. Steve, have you?
I've eaten rhubarb pie.
Yeah, I believe. I'm going to guess here. Some people may disagree because this is a pure guess. It's for a little further north. It would do better a little further north.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's
so where it's
true.
A little bit cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the heat.
I would imagine the heat could pose some problems.
You know what would be really a good place to go, though, is if you go to Bailey's and talk to one of the plant specialists that's wandering around outside.
Ask him about the rhubarb?
Yeah, and see if that's something that's popular in this area. Or Pensacola Seed and Garden?
Yeah, Larry.
Ask Larry.
That's a great idea.
It's a really just wander in there, see if that's something that they sell often or not.
Exactly.
Hey, we got about a minute. What do we want to hit before we do
news? We've got a minute. All right, here's a question for both of y'all.
Okay.
All right, Steve, you mentioned the year 1977.
Yeah.
What happened in year of 1977 in Pensacola that is noteworthy weather-wise?
It got cold.
It got cold, but what happened? We had an accumulated snow of 2.3 inches.
What year was that?
1977.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. In 1954, in March, we had 2.3, but I think 1977 is the last one, I guess, we had.
I should have
The last one that's that much. 2.3 is a lot of snow for Pensacola. But
I didn't realize I should have brought my snow shovel when I moved back to Florida.
Don't worry about it.
No.
I'll just take up space in the garage.
Don't do it.
I didn't got to help you.
We'll stay home, okay?
That's right.
That's what we just shut down the city at that point. But a good place to go to find out if that happens is our newsroom. I know David Wayne has a news update coming for you soon. You got any teases for us, David?
Local business, giving back to the community, that and more after Fox.
I sure do like like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus.
You like this one.
I like it. I do like it. I like it a lot. Now, who is singing that? Is what?
This is George Strait.
George
this is
Strait.
One of my absolute favorite Christmas songs. We're having some fun here,
that
sugar.
That is cool. There
oh,
we go.
Boy. Thank you for staying with us on this beautiful countdown Christmas journey this Tuesday morning on The Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike.
Well, I just want to say thanks, Steve, for being with us. We've got some more to talk about, but before I forget it, we run out of time.
Right.
Thanks for being on air with us.
No problem.
You've really got some experience here. Okay, let's do talk about one thing.
Okay.
We had, early in the fall, we had said it may not be the time to prune even your basic shrubbery, ligustrum, for example, because it'll put out new growth. And with that warm weather we had just a matter of weeks ago, it easily could have done that.
Right.
And then we have this hard freeze. It'll freeze back that new growth and could damage the plant. So I think that's a pretty good philosophy. What do you think?
Basically, yeah. When the whatever plant it is puts out a flush of new growth, that new growth is weak, and the tree's putting out a lot of energy, or the bush, to grow that new growth. When I was in St. Louis, we had a warm March, and the trees basically popped out with leaves about 2 weeks early, and it was gorgeous, and the plants were having a really wonderful time popping out with the new leaves and everything. Along came 3 days of 20-degree weather. And all those leaves, everything froze off the trees. And see, what happens is the trees put out a lot of energy to put out these leaves, and now they're gone, and they don't have the energy left, most of them, to try and regrow those leaves that they lost because it used up their food supply, and a lot of trees died.
Right.
And same thing with bushes and so forth. So, yeah, it's good advice. And as far as what happens after a freeze, because we know a lot of plants are going to get damaged, you should resist the temptation to look at that bush and see all the dead leaves. I'm going to cut it back. No. You should wait, basically, and I have my notes on when growth started on individual plants, but basically wait about 4 weeks. And you'll start to see, when it warms up, new growth. And you'll be able to tell it may have been frozen back. Say the bush used to be, your hibiscus used to be, say, maybe 4 feet tall, and you see new growth coming out at basically 1 foot above the ground. Everything else above it is dead. But you wait until you see the new growth before you start cutting off what you consider dead growth.
Which is basically in the spring.
Yeah.
Wait till spring. Wait till spring. It's really interesting, too, that you would bring that up. I found that on the internet from the University of Florida. It says exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't react too quickly to cold, damaged plants.
Right, yeah.
That's exactly. But here's another part of that, Steve, I think is really interesting. If you don't prune off the cold, damaged area,
right,
that helps protect the rest of the plant
mm-hmm.
when the next freeze happens
right.
before the winter is over.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it like that, but that's true, too.
So, gives it somewhat of a layer of insulation with those dead leaves on it and so forth.
But it's human nature. Yeah. Those of us that love horticulture and want things look nice, to walk out in our front yard or backyard and have a bunch of dead foliage there, and you just want to get your pruners out and cut it all back, well, don't,
mm-hmm.
because, as you say,
don't resist.
Don't know what's alive and what's dead.
Right.
You really don't.
Until it puts out a good amount of new growth.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Okay, now, Steve, take us to the big picture of cold weather and how to handle cold weather from the three areas where you've lived. St. Louis, Pensacola, Fort Myers.
Well, Fort Myers, people say, oh, it's South Florida. It doesn't. Yes, it does. It freezes.
Yeah, it gets cold
in
there.
In fact, while I was there, we were down to 29, 30, 32, 27, 29 in Fort Myers. Half the trees are extremely touchy tropicals. And so about half the coconut palms and royal palms were killed off. I lived across the street from the Edison home in Fort Myers, and his labs and his banyan trees were all there. Well, get a freeze. And went down to 29. The banyan trees were frozen way back. So for about 2-3 years, the new growth flushed out, but it was way back on the branches. So you had dead branches sticking beyond the growth for about 2-3 years until the growth caught up. Whoop, I keep bumping into these things. caught up with where the dead branches were. Same thing, I had a 60-year-old beautiful coconut palm that basically was planted in front of my house. That was killed off immediately, and royal palm struggled back, and so it could happen anywhere.
Is a banyan tree a cousin to?
It's a ficus.
Ficus, and yeah. Of course, all of us here in Pensacola have one time or another grown Ficus benjamina,
mm-hmm.
which is a great houseplant.
Houseplant, key phrase.
That's a key phrase. I'll tell you what.
If you've got
your Ficus benjamina
outside,
weeping figs, mm-hmm. call it,
yeah, right.
If that's outside right now, get it in.
Yes.
Because it will.
Yeah.
It'll be nothing but brown leaves. It'll be dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's interesting.
And the other thing about plants and pots, that if a plant is in the ground gives the root system some warmth.
Exactly.
But if it's in a pot, that whole pot of dirt will freeze to the outside temperature like the rest of the plant. And so the root system will be affected by it and may not ever come back.
That is so true. It's just like that wind that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Dries everything out, which creates more problems when it gets cold. But it'll dry out those container plants
mm-hmm.
quicker than it'll dry out a plant in
right.
the ground. And so you've really got to, you got to water everything, but get those container plants watered. That's
right.
So key.
And like in my house, I have a portable greenhouse, basically 10 by 12, which I have a coconut palm in my backyard.
Right.
And so every year I put the greenhouse over the coconut palm, and all the other touchy tropicals go in there with the coconut palm. Of course, people say, well, you know, what's going to happen when it gets too big for the, well, I'll worry about it.
Worry about it then.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That is too funny.
Yeah, you do things if you love certain trees, you know. Coconut palm's my favorite tree, and it's a beautiful tree, and I obviously want to keep it around.
Sure, absolutely.
Alive.
Hey, our friend Carolyn wants to know, do I need to harvest my cabbage and collards before this weekend? And kale too, sorry.
Well, I think on a fall vegetable garden,
mm-hmm.
21 degrees is going to be difficult
yes.
to manage.
Yeah.
I think if you could get a sheet, I don't know how big her garden is,
mm-hmm.
but if you can put, I'll call it a frost cloth, but it can be a blanket or a sheet or
right.
even one of the frost cloths that you can buy at a garden center, I would protect it. I really would. You may be okay. You may be okay. I think you're kind of on the bubble as you get into 20. You get into the teens,
yeah.
you can tell them goodbye.
Yeah, further north. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. But, up in, way past the interstate.
Right.
North.
North of I-10.
It's a different ball game than Gulf Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. But, yes, I think I would try to protect it if I could. And if it's ready to harvest.
Okay.
Why not? Go ahead and do that.
All right. Why not? Go ahead and do that. Hey, want to remind you, our text line is open. I see your Christmas pictures coming in. Thank you for that. 850-437-1620. Happy Garden Line Day. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Also want to let you know, don't forget to download our new mobile app. And that's where you can listen to our live stream. You can also catch up on podcasts from recent shows that you missed. Everything from Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay to Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi and all of your experts here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Also check national news and local news updates. Probably have some weather updates on there as well. So download it for free in your app store today. Just look for News Radio Pensacola.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle,
jangle,
jangle. Oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump
in. All right. We'll stop singing. Santa Claus is coming in 4 days, not tonight, but we can still sing that song and have fun. You're listening to The Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Happy Garden Line Day on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Mike, I want to thank Steve Taylor, who
absolutely
went on over to his full-time gig.
He's a wealth of knowledge. You know that?
He knows a lot. And I forgot we lived in Fort Myers. Probably not at the same time, but... He lived in Fort Myers.
That's right.
As I did. And although when I lived there, it didn't really ever get super cold. We just like to pretend it did by going to hockey games. It did get down to the 30s once in a while. Right. And so we're going to see that happen this weekend. I'm just grateful that it's not, so far, it looks like it's not going to be in the teens. That's like they exactly. originally
It's not like that five degrees in 1985, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to skip, we're right. going to skip that. Let me see if there is a text coming in. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Mike, what was your thoughts while I read this?
No, I was just going to say the last thing to talk about the cold weather, and Steve mentioned it, but it's really important insofar as covering and all that. But if you have time, and, you know, here we are, the week, you know, a couple of days before Christmas. Who has time to get out and do all this stuff?
To do anything.
But, you know, do the best you can. But if you, you know, could go buy you a couple of bales of pine straw and those plants that you really are trying to save and you're going to cover, put that pine straw around those roots. That is so important. That helps, you know, just kind of keep the heat in. And mulching with pine straw before a hard freeze is just one of the strategies that one should use. So that's maybe not the last thing to talk about on the cold weather, but if you can do that. And, you know, just when, you know, here this thing is coming 4 or 5 days before Christmas and you've got so much going on with your family and friends and food and gifts and you name it, and you got to go out and cover the plants. You know, hope you can find the time to do it.
I know. While you're wrapping presents, don't forget to go outside and right. wrap the shrubs.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you have to be kind of practical about it. If you really are someone that has over the summer just has a bunch of hibiscus and crotons and mandevillas and areca palms, that type of thing outside, you know, you may just have to be realistic and say, I am going to try to save one or two of them, but I may just leave the rest to Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And next spring, we'll just buy some new ones.
It might
that kind of
stress
some way
you
that,
out.
That's not, you know, desirable way to think, but
right.
it's the practical way sometimes. You just can't protect everything.
Right, and you don't want to stress yourself
out. Don't stress out. There's enough stress this time of year anyway.
I'll tell you, I think that this is the least I've been stressed, though, in many years with Christmas.
Why is that?
I think as I get older, I am less worried about how many things are under the tree, how many events I go to, and really considering the feelings of my children who matter the most. I've already celebrated Christmas and Thanksgiving with my family. I feel like, unfortunately, that's kind of a box that's been checked. But now moving forward, okay, we have dinner with the in-laws, but mostly I'm just excited to see the kids sit around the Christmas tree and drink hot cocoa and enjoy the moments and just enjoy the spirit of Christmas instead right. of the hustle and craziness. I mean, I'll still be in the craziness because there's a few things I forgot to get, but I did see, it was at Bailey's the other day. There are just a few trees left. They usually run out.
I saw them too. And remember, Mario from Bailey's said that he was going to be out of business on the 7th of December. Well, past that, they did have some. There's no doubt about it.
Well, last year there was
not as many.
There was zero.
Zero.
This
exactly.
day. That's last
right.
year.
Right.
No Christmas trees whatsoever. I remember I was going Christmas shopping. And there were no Christmas trees at all. And so there's still a few around town here and there. But I'll tell you, I think mostly people this year are more concerned about being present.
I agree. And, you know, you talk about the kids sitting around drinking hot chocolate. I looked at it's going to be on Friday. Let's don't talk about the low temperatures. Let's talk about the highs. On Friday, we are at 39. On Saturday, 38. Sunday, well, back to 43. They'll go out. You can wrap them up, give them some mittens, and let them go outside and play. But they're going to be back inside pretty quick because the 30s is kind of cold. So have that hot chocolate.
For
ready.
Florida kids, yes, it is.
Exactly.
They don't know how to handle it. You better have some hats and gloves, maybe a scarf ready
exactly
or hand make
right.
a scarf, just bundle up. But it does look like we will have the highest chance of rain just around noon through the afternoon
on Thursday
Today.
Oh, today, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Then it drops to 10% on Wednesday. Then I think it jumps to 40% back on Thursday.
And then that wind picks up on Friday.
Then it's 0-0-0 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But with the moisture, I mean, I'm not a meteorologist, or as my kids call it, the hurricaneologist, which is my favorite. I don't know if we'll actually get snow.
I don't think so. I think we're at zero chance of rain, so I don't think we'll get snow. Not this time.
But frost on the ground.
But remember,
will look
the big
like
snow we had was in January, and we've had snow in March.
Not much,
but we've had snow in March.
The flakes and the flurries.
The flakes and the flurries. Just enough for the kids to see snow.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I was going to ask if anybody's Christmas cactus has completely bloomed. Mine is completely bloomed. And just this past weekend, with that warmth that was pushed through just a smidge, they're starting to drop off.
Exactly. And remember now, the Christmas cactus, to grow Christmas cactus, there are two ways to do it. One, you can look at the temperatures. If they're not quite right, you put it in a dark closet for a while, then bring it out during the day, then back in the closet for a matter of weeks. I don't know anybody that does that. But the good thing is the temperatures we had going into November and even October were perfect for Christmas cactus to set their buds and to bloom. So you didn't have to put it in the dark and then bring it out to the light and all of that, because the temperatures were good. And that's why yours was so pretty.
That was the secret, was the dark.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I noticed a significant difference keeping it in the dark for a short period of time.
That's right.
And then bringing it back out and putting it in the light, and boom. My other one, nope, only little buds, still hasn't even started to grow. I did a little test, and it does make a difference. It's 9:55. Let's take another quick break here on The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Wrapping up The Garden Line. Mike, somebody texted in, two people actually, back to back. Don't use plastic when you cover your plants.
That is so true, because you can do damage. That cold, touching that leaves with plastic is not good. It's not going to work. It can damage your plant. So use a sheet or blankets or the false cloth or something on that order. That is very true. But no matter what you do wrapping that plant, as soon as we're in the clear, I look maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday, take it all off.
Okay.
Because especially if you did use plastic, it'll act like a greenhouse and it'll burn that plant as we get into warmer temperatures if you don't remove it. So take it off after we're out of the freeze damage. That's really very, very important.
Okay. Don't use plastic. Let's do a quick 30-second lightning round.
Oh, a 30-second lightning round, a last-minute gift. I saw a note that Werner Turf, with whom we all have done some business with, has got these soil kits, a very professional soil kits that you might want to give your gardener. They can do that after Christmas and determine exactly what they need to do next year, depending on what kind of grass and shrubs that they have.
Oh, cool.
It's a real professional deal, and it's called. It's called a soil kit. Also, if you're thinking about spring and buying the tulips and the hyacinths and all that, if you remember, the tulips and the hyacinths needed to go in the refrigerator.
Yes.
You don't have time for that anymore. If you're going to buy them, buy pre-cooled bulbs. Some people will have that.
Pre-cooled bulbs.
Your tulips and hyacinths, your daffodils and all those, you don't need to, you can just go ahead and plant those. But your tulips and hyacinths, buy pre-cooled bulbs. Very important.
Excellent. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
from
to everyone.
From The Garden Line.
It's been a fun year. The next show we do, we're going to do New Year's gardening resolutions.